Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, the state of Maryland and particularly the political world are talking this week about the death of Marvin Mandel and conjuring with the ideas pro and con about what his legacy is. What have you been hearing?
You know, I think it's, if you're wrestling with what Marvin Mandel's legacy is like the rest of us, I think for me, it's really come down to one word. It's complicated. You know, Marvin had a lot of baggage, but he also did a tremendous amount in terms of reorganizing state government at almost every level.
Well, this is true, and it's a bit abstract. And unless you were part of that group that I was referencing, the Annapolis crowd, you probably don't know exactly what that means, although these people say that it was very important, and I'm sure it was. The state needs to be efficient. It needs to handle the people's business well, and he was good at doing that. But then, of course, there was the problem of his relationship with some of his wealthy friends and the favors that he did for them, and that's why he ended up in court. That's the other side of the issue.
Right. And you know, that's the thing. I mean, you look at Marvin Mandel's career, and he really managed to be a guy who not only was in the right place at the right time on almost every level of his political career, but he was also a guy who, once he assumed the next level, had a vision and was able to do something with it. But then there are these personal frailties, you know, his loyalty to his friends, his willingness to do favors for them and to allow them to do favors for him, his personal frailties in terms of his marriage and, you know, and the affair that ended up ousting him from the governor's mansion for a time. You know, you can't sort of ignore any of these things when you are doing the calculation as to what Marvin Mandel meant in the Maryland political spectrum.
I think people were willing to almost to praise him for the way he handled his separation. I mean, his straightforward saying, "This is the woman I love," and instantly married her, and stayed by her while she was quite ill at the end of her life. And then he was, I guess, some people regard him as sort of a statesman in the period of time after he got out of prison, where he was for 19 months. And advised people, and governors talked with him, and people down there in Annapolis, legislators sort of revered him.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, former Governor Bob Ehrlich talked a lot about how Mandel helped him establish his government. He was a regular presence in Annapolis, especially over the last decade or so. Bruce Berriano, the power lobbyist in Annapolis, spent a great deal of the last three decades since helping Mandel get a commutation from Ronald Reagan, trying to help resurrect some semblance of a legacy for Mandel in these last years.
You know, I remember asking one of the legislators that you spoke to, Paul Weisengoff, if he thought Marvin had made a comeback, and Weisengoff said, "From where?" You know, as if he had never really been away, as if nothing had ever happened. And that, to me, was sort of defined the way they saw him and the culture down there. Brian, I guess we're going to have to leave it the way one of the judges left it. We'll get the verdict from history.
Smarter men than us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.